everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street,
home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, here's where to shop for all the best clothes at Walt Disney World.
Yes, if you love to shop and you're going to Walt Disney World, we are going to tell you where to find clothing. Not just toys and other merch, but if you like to shop for clothing, here's where to find it.
Yes, or if you're
some of our top picks.
Yes, or if you're an unfortunate victim of airplane luggage loss, here's where to replace all of your favorite pieces.
And we're not just talking about Disney merch. We are talking about all kinds of clothing, including resort wear and other labels as well.
Yes, on-site Disney has a lot more to offer than one may think, including Disney Springs' wide variety and more.
Yeah, I would say, you know, shopping's always a fun part of your Disney vacation, but right now, shopping at Walt Disney World is better than it has ever been in the history of Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I almost want an airline to lose my luggage so I can just go on a shopping spree.
So there are really three places that we've bucketed where you can shop. You can shop in primarily deluxe resort hotels for clothing. You can shop at Disney Springs for clothing. And you can shop inside the parks for clothing. So we'll tell you what to find where and our top picks for where to go.
And I found a lot of these are very specifically themed. So if you're looking for a more specific thing, there might be somewhere that you need to go to obtain your desired item.
Let's start with the resort hotels. And first of all, you can find clothes anywhere in most stores, unless it's a, you know, specific store like the Lego store. But even then they have t-shirts. But we're talking about stores that primarily specialize in clothes. And then what kind of clothes they have. Because if you want to go clothes shopping, you don't want to be distracted by other merchandise or
maybe you do,
but home accessories. So one of the top ones, even though it has fallen a little bit for one reason I'll discuss in a minute, is Curious or Clothiers at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort Hotel.
Yeah, this is a very resort wear selection, I will say. A lot of this stuff is not the best for the parks, but it's very cute and versatile.
Yeah, this shop, first of all, it's men's and women's. There used to be separate men's and women's clothing shops in the lobby of the Grand Floridian Resort, which is where Curious or Clothiers is located. However, when they opened the Enchanted Rose, they closed one shop and they combined them on the main floor. So it's a smaller shop than it used to be.
I personally say it's probably worth it for the bar. And I think Disney would probably feel that their profit from the bar is worth it. However, it is a little bit of a loss in the Grand Floridian resort wear selection.
Yes. Now, it is resort wear. This is not a bargain shop. Okay.
So good point.
They don't really have Disney stuff there, right? They do have some Grand Floridian logo merch. You just bought one on the last trip.
This is true. What they do have is specific designers like Vera Bradley or, you know, Lily Pulitzer, their collections, which have the Disney pieces. A lot of the times those are available in Curiouser.
Yeah, they have those kinds of things. So this is a nice upscale store. And for men like Tommy Bahama, which you'll find at a lot of these stores, those kind of resort wear shirts, casual button-up shirts with collars. If you need something like that, or you just want something light and airy, resort, this is truly resort wear. We talked about it recently in the, actually last week's episode.
Yeah,
this is where you go at the Grand Floridian. Again, a great store to browse while you're in the lobby. And we do like shopping there. We have bought quite a few things there. Now, close by at the Contemporary Resort is another store which has quite a great selection of clothing. It's not a specific clothing. In fact, I think in the hotels, Curious or Clothiers is probably the only actual clothing store.
Yeah.
The other ones are combo gift shops, clothing stores, but BVG at Disney's Contemporary Resort has a huge clothing section.
They have, despite it not being an exclusively clothing store, they have probably a bigger clothing selection than Curiouser, as well as some subsections of clothing, being bathing suits, even pajamas. I think I've seen there sometimes, things like that.
Actually, that's a good point. If you need, if you forgot your bathing suit or your kid did, they have a great children's section, especially with swimwear and shorts and even little shoes and things. they do have designer collections like that Lilly Pulitzer,
same thing.
That they roll out there exclusively and they sell out fast and you sort of have to be on site. We were there once. It was quite people lining up to grab this stuff before it sold out.
I just love, they have so many different pieces of this one collection. It's everywhere. Honestly, you walk around any deluxe resort and within 5 minutes you will see someone wearing a piece of the latest Lilly Pulitzer or Vera Bradley or whichever they're pumping out at the moment.
So if you're at the Contemporary or you want to go shopping for clothes or visit the hotel, Bayview Gifts or BVG on the sign, not Buena Vista Galleries or other names people think it is. But anyway, it's a great shop with a lot of clothing, including Disney branded merch, which Curious or Clothiers.
Of course.
You're not finding Mickey shirts at Curious or Clothiers unless they're designer. But you will at Bayview Gifts. So,
although most of these hotels do have additional shops that are less expensive that have more of the Disney kid area to them upstairs or elsewhere.
And then rounding out my trio of top picks for the deluxe resort hotels. Now, all the other hotels will have some clothing in their stores, but these three, the three on the monorail loop, tend to have the biggest and best clothing sections. Yeah. And the third one being Boutique-y at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort.
I think they know that they get more foot traffic from the Magic Kingdom if there are people that are just taking the monorail loop and stop in. So they put more effort rather than someone that's doing the boat loop, say, for Yacht or Beach. So I think they have that in the back of their brains when they're stocking the stores.
Do you like Boutique-y?
Less than the other two.
You know what I do like about Boutique-y
hat?
Well, that's sort of related. The thing about Boutique-y, more so than the other two, is that if you want sort of Polynesian or island-themed merch,
it's
that,
very well themed to the resort.
It's very well themed, yeah. And even off, so they will have Tommy Bahama stuff there as well. You know, these are $100 shirts or whatever they are. They're not cheap, but they're nice, good quality shirts. And the hats, as you said, like, she's laughing because I love some of the tropical sort of island big. There was this weaved hat I wanted to get once.
Do you really love it?
Out of it? And I've never seen it again. So hot tip, if you see something you want, get it.
Or
don't listen to those in your family
if
telling
you see
not
something
to get it.
You don't want your husband to buy, talk him out of it. It probably won't be back.
So there you have it. On our top three favorites, all on the monorail loop at the Grand Floridian Contemporary and Polynesian. Yes, Wilderness Lodge has stores and Animal Kingdom, and so does the Yacht Club and Beach Club, but their clothing sections by comparison are quite small. So these three, if you're looking for clothing, are worth the trip for clothing, whereas the other ones is sort of equal parts tchotchkes and clothing.
Yeah.
Now, let's go into the parks for a minute. Disney parks have a number of great shops for clothing. There are a few standouts. It has gotten a little bit worse, unfortunately, in some places that
I'll
get
into.
In most
places.
Let's start at the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Tried and true one-stop shop for clothing.
Emporium.
The Emporium, yes. Now, or just Emporium. They have a lot of clothing. It is primarily Disney-themed merch, if not all Disney-themed merch.
I would say it's all Disney-themed merch.
Yeah, they even have some ties, or had. I'm not sure if they still do, but Emporium is one. Another good shop that I know you like, well, you like it more for food, but they do have a favorite of clothing as well, is Big Top Souvenirs.
Yes. Yeah.
That is another good, again, for Disney clothing, another good spot.
They have different collections in the Emporium sometimes. Like, I see stuff in there that I don't see in the Emporium, which is interesting because I always assume Emporium has everything.
And the funny thing about Emporium is that it's sort they have a clothing type of area, women's and men's, closer to the hub.
Yeah.
But their clothing is interspersed all throughout. Like, the princess dresses are in another spot and things like that.
And then there are, like, specific collections, whether it's, you know, 2024 or Christmas or Halloween or whatever they're doing at the moment. That has an area. And then they have a Starbucks area. Now they sell Starbucks additional merch sometimes.
Yeah, so if you want clothing, and really you should walk the whole store right from the park entrance all the way up to the Castle Hub area, really to sort of ensure you see all the clothing that's in there. And then the third one, very specific, that I'd like to call out because there's a lot of fans for this attraction and they do get unique exclusive stuff that comes and goes quickly, Memento Mori.
Yeah.
Right by the Haunted Mansion. Again, not a clothing store, but they do have Haunted Mansion themed merch, and it's nice clothing.
Yeah, I think that's why you see more people buying the Haunted merch than, let's say, you know, the Space Mountain merch or the Tron merch or something. It just
has very stylish, right?
Yeah.
They have men's button-up shirts. They have women's tank tops that are stylish.
They've kind of nailed it in a way that you could wear that outside of a Disney park without it being like,
I agree.
Look at my Disney Vacation merch, which is fine. Nothing against that.
It's the kind of stuff we like to create here at 1923 Main Street. I would say subtle, understated, specifically in that store for that attraction. So really like Memento Mori. And like I said, especially there, they had this button-up shirt. Saw it online. We weren't there in time. By the time I got there, it was gone, and it's never come back. It was really cool. So if you see something and you're there, buy it.
Well, I would say Magic Kingdom is the most broadly themed out of all the parks with their merch. All of the other parks have very, very specific merch types to them. So if you're at Magic, that would probably be your best bet for the overall things. Everything else is very, very pigeonholed if you're looking for something that's not related to that park.
Now, moving to Epcot, I would say not the greatest park for clothing. And in fact,
unless you want random Epcot festival this year, if you want that, it's great. Yeah, it's got you covered.
It's a little fragmented. So, of course, Creation Shop used to be Mouse Gear. I preferred it when it was Mouse Gear. The problem with Creation Shop now, there is quite a bit of clothing there still, but it's more dispersed now, right? You used to be able to go to the clothing section and things like that. Now it's sort of all spread out, so it makes it harder to shop there. The World Showcase shops, some of them have clothing. I know the Italy Pavilion, La Bottega Italiana has some clothing.
Yeah.
So browse the shops.
Some of them are cute, but you have to be very prepared. You're going to buy this country when you enter the shops, which obviously it's that pavilion.
Yeah,
but
if you want something themed, like the Canada Pavilion has Canada-themed merch. So if you want something that's from Disney World.
Very stereotypical country-themed merch, I would say.
But that's what they're supposed to be there, right?
If your country has a pavilion, pop in and browse just for laughs.
Yeah, that's true. So if you want merch from Disney that's not designer or Mickey-themed necessarily, you know, Disney character-themed, check those shops out. Now, Hollywood Studios, probably one of the worst apparel shops, used to be great.
Whereas, see, I actually like a lot of the Hollywood merch. I like the styles that they have. They just don't have that much of it.
Yeah, Keystone Clothiers, that's the one you want to go to right on Hollywood Boulevard on the left side when you enter. But it used to be 5 years ago before COVID. Yeah. Quite good. They actually had a lot of really interesting and fun stuff. Now it's sort of that generic Disney stuff you'll find everywhere.
However, if you're looking for a specific Toy Story, if you're looking for a specific Star Wars, that is a good place to go. They have lots of themed merch that they have in their parks.
Good point.
So that's a good thing. If you're looking for more general Hollywood vibes, it's a little bit less, but specific themed for the lands, that's your spot to go.
And then similar Animal Kingdom Park. A lot of the general stuff, Island Mercantile is probably a good place to start. But there's nothing super cool. However, much like Memento Mori, there is one spot being Mombasa Marketplace in Africa.
Yeah.
They do have African themed sort of dresses and tops and skirts that aren't Disney. Not a ton of them, but if you want something cool,
that's actually,
right?
That's a good point. They do have pretty cool stuff. Other than that, I would say Animal Kingdom and I are having some issues right now. I take issue with Animal Kingdom and their clothing selection. We were there last trip. It was freezing cold. It was the morning. I was thinking, hey, let's look for a hoodie. And the only things I could find were all animal print and not cute animal print. So I just, Animal Kingdom, let's get some broader options. Very pigeonholed. I was not a customer that day, I will say.
Yeah, I don't mind that there's different things, but I was with you, so I do understand what you mean.
Like, this is not what I'm looking for. So I would say all of the parks, Animal Kingdom is very animal-themed. Hollywood more focuses on their lands, but it's still very pigeonholed. Epcot focuses on their festivals a lot, which I think is a choice, but they like it. And because Magic is probably the least cohesive park land-wise, it has the most general Disney merch, if that's what you're looking for.
What do you
mean
the least cohesive park land-wise?
It's just more Disney World.
Yeah.
Magic is more the overall Disney World
because
vibe.
Magic Kingdom was Disney World
exactly.
for quite a long time.
And so it's still reflective of that in their shops.
All right. Now let's close it out with the shopping mecca of all time, of course,
Disney Springs. I think the thing with Disney Springs is it's just got everything. If you want the Disney merch, head over to World of Disney. It has pretty much everything you want. You know, Stacy used to say on Must Do Disney, everything you need is here. But they've also got, you know, Zara, Lululemon, Ron John Surf Shop, Uniqlo, all of those different types of things for regular clothing if you need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mall. It is a shopping and entertainment complex. But if you've not been there or really spent time there, it is not all Disney stuff by a long shot.
No.
You just listed some of the brands that are there. Columbia's there.
Not. Yeah.
Now, even for Disney stuff, I'd like to point out our three favorite places. One is Disney Style in the West Side. That's the one, if you've seen people sitting in a teacup with a little photo op, the teacup is in the store, so you can get a little photo op. But that is a Disney exclusive store, and they have a lot of stuff. There's a Star Wars and Marvel stores
there
as well.
They've got some different stuff there at Springs. I've actually seen some pieces that I've never seen anywhere else. So definitely check those out.
And the other two are Trendy in the Marketplace area, which is one of our family's most favorite shops.
That's a whole big long walkthrough.
Well,
Borderline Emporium.
Right next to that is Marketplace, and that's what you're talking about, the Marketplace Co-op, where Cherry Tree Lane is. Now, that used to have a lot of dresses. Recently, it has not, unfortunately.
Yeah, some of those dresses have moved to the little Dooney and Bourke store area in Magic, if you're still looking for those. Less is so in Springs right now.
And I know maybe not your favorite shop, but a family favorite, shops like Francesca's in Town Center.
They're very cute for dresses. If you're looking for a nicer dress, you forgot it, you didn't bring it, pop in there. They've got some cute stuff.
Non-Disney. Just shopping. And actually, that one's reasonably priced. So they're not all expensive designer brands, but they have those as
There is some nicer stuff under that little archway. Lots of cute shops. Those ones are a little bit more expensive, but still fan favorites.
So there you have it. There is no shortage of fashion and style shopping at Walt Disney World. Everything from Disney branded merch to designer brands and those little ones in between, like you'll find at Memento Mori. Check out the blog post at 1923mainstreet.com because we have all of this listed so you don't have to remember it, or the show notes if you're on your podcast app right now. And have fun shopping. Let us know your favorite place to shop. I'll put that out on social media this week. Follow along as always at 1923 Main Street. We'll see you again next week and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.